It's the 90s to now with John Deering.
What is the 90s to now? It's my weekly radio show on 100.9 2BACR Sydney. It's about the news, music, and talking about the 90s to now. Thanks for listening to my podcast, where we feature some of the musicians and interesting people that I interview each week. Well, it's now time for my Aussie Music Artist of the Week. And there's some really, as you know, I find it hard to pick some really good artists because there's just so many. There's so many great artists. This guy, his name is Michael Burrows. And now Michael has a little story to tell us in a little while about Neil Thin, but he's a singer-songwriter, and he's joining me now. Hello, Michael. Thank you so much for joining us on the 90s.
Hey, how are you going from sunny, rainy Melbourne?
Oh, really? You've had a lot of rain recently, you guys, haven't you?
Well, today was just some incredible downpours. I imagine it's a couple of weeks too late, probably for the fires, but for you guys as well. But still, nonetheless, it was quite torrential and quite amazing at how fast it can just happen.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot, does it?
No, but yeah, thanks for having me and great chatting.
Absolute pleasure. Now, tell us a little bit about who Michael Burrows, the musician, is.
Oh, that's a good question. My psychologist asked me the same kind of thing.
Oh, that's helpful.
lying down on the couch. I grew up in Melbourne. I grew up in a really musical family, I guess. It's a good place to start. We were always performing community shows. You know, Mum and Dad always had, you know, either the Beatles playing or Slim Dusty and Cliff Richard at some point in the house. You know, you could walk from one end to the other and it would be like a radio dial turning. We were always encouraged to play shows for Mum and Dad's friends. So we quickly learned, my brother and I learned how to sort of perform together and engage an audience.
Yep. Yep.
And extended cousins all played classical instruments. So it was a really nice touch and allowed us to really, I guess, bring Beatles songs to life. And that was really the spirit of those nights.
Yep.
And I kept writing songs. I was always writing songs. I fell into writing a lot of jingles for ads. So I was writing sort of 30-second hooks for things. And chorus was always paramount to any kind of song that I ever loved. You know, you know even a track like Wonderwall. I mean, it really, you know, you just can't not sing along to that, regardless of what you think of the two brothers.
No, you're right. It is, absolutely. And as you were saying to me, it's got that distinctive start, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it gets you in and they deserved every bit of, you know, the attention and the admiration and the songwriting, you know, because it captured a real spirit. So I was really always into songs that just made you feel something, you know. Music, as I'm sure for you and a lot of your listeners, it's a soundtrack to our lives. We fall in love to it. We fall out of love to it. We break up, make up, you know.
Yeah, hate, exactly.
Expend energy, you know. It's a powerful force. And the thing I love about music is that it can take you back to that exact feeling of how you were feeling at that time when it was kind of an important part of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we're going to have a listen to a couple of your tracks. One of them we're going to listen to now is called Turn This Love Around. Now, you're telling me that's off an EP. Tell us a little bit about the song and a bit about the EP.
Well, yeah, Turn This Love Around comes off the same titled EP, and that was recorded in Nashville a year or so ago. I got an incredible opportunity to go and work with some... Nashville was never on my radar. I wasn't really writing country music, but I ended up getting an incredible opportunity to record at Ocean Way Studios. I worked with guys like Frank Myers and Jimmy Nichols, who are all Grammy Award-winning artists. The guy who mixed it is a guy called Steve Marc Antonio, who actually, you know, worked with people like John Lennon, you know, a week before he kind of sadly was killed. And so, the caliber of people, I had Keith Urban's drummer playing on it, Chris McHugh, he's on this track, and a whole suite of other people. But it was just incredible. Little boy from Melbourne, suddenly in Nashville, riding with these guys. I had a track that was half finished, and Turn This Love Around came to life with that. Frank Myers won a Grammy for that song, I Swear, the Moon and the Stars. And it was a big hit in the 90s.
Yeah, I know the song. Yeah.
And so suddenly I'm sitting in his little Nashville studio and, you know, filled with gold records on the wall. And, you know, this song, really came about. We fought back and forth to try and really work out the feel of it. But I knew, as we were recording, I played a little show, and there was a couple right in the front row, and they were obviously having some kind of argument, or but by the end of the song, they'd kind of made up.
I don't know
whether it was just coincidence or whether the song, helped them kind of get through that moment. But that, to me, as an artist, is what it's all about. And this song went on to kind of get into Billboard charts. We got into the top 30 for, 6 weeks on the AC US Billboard charts.
Oh, wow, that's
really
good.
A big feat, and really proud of it. And yeah, I still love playing it, and it's so good watching reactions.
Here it is. It's 100.9 TBACR. It's John Deering with you, and that's our Aussie Artist of the Week, Michael Burrows. And Michael's still with me, and thanks for that, Michael. What a good little track, and I love.
Thank you.
Really, I love the ending. Actually, nice little ends beautifully there.
And outros are really important.
Yeah, I know. You don't want it to just. Some people just have the song and it goes stop. You go.
Well, I always call that the countdown ending. The countdown bang, right? Yeah. Thing.
It must. Makes it impossible. It makes it impossible for radio to be able to work out when to stop it. Now, your next track is your latest single, and it's you won a. Okay, you put some money into a charity. And tell us a bit about it.
Yeah. Well, the bass player in my band at that time, or before that, was told me about this incredible opportunity by a New Zealand philanthropy kind of organization called Medicine Mondiale. And they basically develop technologies for healthcare. So they're very well known, headed by Sir Ray Avery, who's a very well known philanthropist and intelligent guy. Yep. Neil Finn, they were raising money for a particular, I think it was a maternity-based technology. And for newborns, and Neil Finn was kind of he'd been working with them, or had been an ambassador of theirs, and they were offering a whole range of things, and one of those things that caught my eye obviously was the chance to work with Neil, spend a couple of days in his studio, and that was kind of how it was termed. I didn't quite know what it was.
Yep.
It was quite vague, but I had saved a bit of money that I was going to put towards some music publicity, and I figured that this was really, a chance I had to have. I'd been a big fan of Neil Finn. I'd, sung his songs to my primary school class. I'd met him at different stages of backstage concerts, just being a real fan.
Sure.
And I knew I had to have it. So I put the money forward, then sent some demos. And the next thing I know, I've got Neil Finn's email back to me saying that these couple of songs are the ones he would love to go. And I was just totally excited and didn't quite know what to expect.
Well, you wouldn't have a clue. I mean, this is a multi-international star. I mean, obviously known from Split Ends, Crowded House, now, of course, Fleetwood Mac, and, of course, songs that he's done with his own son, I think. So, I mean, he's... And his brother, Tim, I mean, the Finn brothers are a massive, massive
prolific
group. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you wouldn't have a clue. So what actually happened?
Well, I was expecting that I'd get there and we'd play some songs together and of mine and talk about them and, possibly maybe just roughly record them. But really, Neil is so generous and he got behind the songs. I like to think that he was probably relieved that they were really good songs.
I could imagine he could have got some Mary Had a Little Lamb or something and they got to record that.
Well, I feel really, he kept coming back to those two songs and, they're a great choice and they turned out really well. But I turned up in Auckland, went to his studio. He lives above his studio in Roundhead Studios in Auckland. It's an amazing world-class studio. I walked in there and really from the get-go, it was really about work, and Neil has a very, very high work ethic and he had a band who had some members of a well-known band in New Zealand called Pluto, who I really used to love. And they were there really, on Wurlitzer keyboard and bass and drums. And we just got into it. And the track really kind of evolved, from the get-go.
great. Well, I got to say, I did notice that they're actually promoting it as well on their Facebook page, even on their actual web page as well, on Neil Finn's Facebook and web. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's amazing, and that's real validation, and that's the type of generous character, you know, that of how this whole project came together.
Terrific.
You know, Neil getting behind the song and really helping me kind of shape it and find its direction was incredible.
Okay, and the name of the song is, of course...
Please Don't Cry.
So let's listen to it here on the 90s to Now. It's the 90s to Now, 100.9 TBACR, and that's my Aussie Artist of the Week, Michael Burrows, and Please Don't Cry. And aren't those harmonies just terrific, Michael?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that warm Neil Finn vocal, you can't beat it. Nah. It's been with me my whole life, and to have it on my own track is just incredible.
Well, you know it's him. It's so distinct. And really great song, lovely song there, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
What's coming up with plans for Michael Burrows? What have you got planned musically?
Well, we're going to... I'm really putting the finishing touches on writing a whole new album. I really can't wait to record that. There's a lot of inspiration that's come the last month or so, and looking forward to record that. I've been playing a few shows solo and also with the band, so I'm looking forward to getting out and pushing, you know, once the album's out again, I think we'll put some songs out and follow it up with a bit of a tour. So looking forward to coming to meet you and maybe having a bit of a jam.
That'd be fantastic. I've had some really good people in. Alex Smith from Moving Pictures was here last year.
Fantastic.
And I've had a few others. So it's fantastic. The guitar live sounds amazing. So all good. Well, thank you so much for joining me here on the 90s Now. It's been an absolute pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your listeners tuning in and for you supporting the track. It means a lot to me.
No problem at all.
The 90s to Now. Heard on 100.9 2BACR every Tuesday night from 7. Also, check out the 90s to Now Facebook and Instagram pages to find out more.